It's National Health Center Week, and Jessie Peterson is our guest in the studio this morning. And she is with the Lake Superior Community Health Center, the only community health center serving Duluth and Superior. And their function in our community is extremely important because they see everyone, regardless of insurance, for medical, dental, and behavioral health needs. And, of course, in the current economy and political climate, some of these organizations are really struggling, and we'll talk with her a little bit about that this morning. Hey, Jessie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Nice to have you in the studios. Now, we've talked, as I had mentioned before we went on the air, I've been to a number of community forums where it's really been identified that, in particular, dental care for low-income people is really a struggle. If you've got Medicare, if you've got Minnesota Care, you cannot find a dentist that will accept you as a new patient. And at one point, apparently, you could get into the Lake Superior clinic for dental work, but it was like a year and a half wait. We say things are a tiny, tiny bit better now.
Yes. I mean, again, the issue right now with dental care is exactly that. There is such a huge demand. Minnesota has one of the lowest reimbursement rates for private practice dentists. So it's really uneconomical to take a lot of lower income dental patients, which is what really makes us such a critical community service. You know, we absolutely are the safety net for a lot of folks who otherwise would not be able to get in for any type of dental care. So, and again, we are doing our best. We are constantly doing our best to try to figure out how can we best serve our community and how can we improve our dental practice to make sure that we can get folks in even quicker than that. So it's absolutely, you know, community health centers are vital, and the kind of the purpose of National Health Center Week, which is actually we're doing a lot of events next week, is really to celebrate that, to celebrate our patients, our employees, and the role that we do serve in our community.
Now, what about for medical care and behavioral health care? Are there similar kinds of waits for people to get in to see professionals?
Right. You know, the waits there, thankfully, are not as long. And, you know, part of that is that through the Affordable Health Care Act, you know, so many people who before never had insurance did have now do have insurance. And so, you know, Duluth is a rich community in terms of medical providers. And we certainly play a role and are there for anyone who wants to come in, regardless of insurance. So whether you have amazing insurance or you don't have any, we, again, our mission is that we are improving access to quality health care for all.
Now, what kinds of things would help you do your job better? Obviously, increased reimbursements for dentists would make a huge difference across the board for people. But as the Affordable Care Act, as that has become a subject for repeal, replace, change, tweak, water down perhaps, what would that mean for you?
Sure. You know, again, the fact that the repeal right now anyway did not occur certainly gives us all a little bit of breathing room to kind of go back and refocus on what it is that we're doing. You know, there's an upcoming, you know, the federal fiscal cliff, as folks refer to it as, you know, that would represent a $1.25 million loss in our budget. So these are definitely critical issues that we are concerned about. But, you know, the thing that we always keep coming back to, though, is the resiliency of community health centers, including our clinic. We've been in Duluth since 1972. And, you know, we will continually adapt and refine what we're doing because we do serve such an important role in our community. We're the safety net for so many people who otherwise would have nowhere to go. So we are absolutely paying attention to what's happening with the federal government right now, but we need to kind of just keep plugging away and doing our jobs.
So the solution, obviously, there are some things, there are some policies that could really help on a state or a national level. Would a second clinic, is that something that you could look forward to? Or, you know, if we're having a hard time scraping up, you know, the resources to provide care for people as it is, a second clinic is really kind of out of the question. What are some of the different solutions and ideas that you folks bat around on your Monday morning staff meetings?
Right. You know, and we actually do exactly that, though. And it's a really exciting time, you know, to be working at Lake Superior Community Health Center. We have such a talented group of both our providers and our administrative staff really trying to think outside the box. And again, get back to the notion of how do we best serve our community? You know, we have ideas of what we think might work. But again, kind of the beauty of National Health Center Week next week is we're going to be meeting with our mayors in both Duluth and Superior, hearing directly from our leaders to say, what are they seeing? What do they feel that we should be doing to better serve our community? We're trying to do a lot of outreach within our schools and within other community groups to, again, to really hear directly from our patients and other providers and what's needed. For example, last week we had a mammogram event where we offered free mammograms for women who didn't have insurance, and it was in a mobile unit. So again, trying to think creatively of exactly that. How can we get out into our community and best serve those who need us?
Are you talking in the community at all about what potential cuts to Planned Parenthood could mean for low-income women? There's a lot of conversation on the national level that this is not an abortion issue. This is a health care access for low-income women issue.
Right. That's exactly it. You know, our role, again, we always come back to it, it's improving access. It's access to health care, and that is just such a fundamental primary need. You know, regardless of which way you are on the political spectrum, it's very hard to deny the fact that health care is a critical need. And when you're in need of that care, that's the first thing you want. You want to be able to get in and get access. So, you know, again, any time that there is a policy that would reduce access, that's something that we're paying attention to and something that we would definitely be concerned about.
Does the community health center feel that single payer would be the way to go for our community, for our country?
Sure. You know, and I'm not quite able to speak to that because, you know, of course, we have our role really has always been to be here for those who don't have insurance and also for those who do now. But, you know, kind of our roots as a community health center has always just been very, very focused on making sure that everyone in our community has health care. And so, again, we will stay true to that mission regardless of what happens with the health care debate. You know, it's just, I think, really important to know that we are here. We'll continue to be here for everyone.
So next week, as you mentioned, there are events happening that folks can attend if they want to offer some feedback, if they want to get some additional information about the sorts of things that you're doing. Do you have a website that folks can go to? We'll get a link set up on our website so it'll be easy for people to find.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is www.lschc.org, and we will definitely, you know, keep people updated as to what we're doing. Again, we're having or kind of bookending our week with mayor tours Monday in Superior and then Friday here in Duluth with Mayor Larson. And then throughout the week, we're going to be having gift bags for patients, drawings and giveaways for some Super One gift cards. And in general, we want to welcome everyone to come in. If you haven't been in and you're curious, please stop by. We're going to have staff available to give tours and to explain our various services. And, you know, again, another thing that's important is that we offer integrated care, which means that you can receive your dental, medical, and behavioral health all under one roof. And that, again, is just, I think, such a wonderful service that we can offer so that, you know, you can be getting all of your health care needs met at the same place.
And that can be a challenge. You know, if you have insurance, that can occasionally be a challenge. And sometimes you do have the sense that are we all communicating with each other about this sort of stuff? And it does seem to be a little bit more running around. So
absolutely.
That's a wonderful service, too. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be keeping an eye on you down there at the Lake Superior Community Health Center.
We hope so. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Jesse Peterson joined us this morning as our guest. She is with the Lake Superior Community Health Center. And all next week, they're celebrating National Health Center Week here in Duluth and Superior.